dramatic music as we return after a segment of dramatic commentary.
You're still looking at your wounds over here.
I feel fine.
I bet you. I bet you feel fine.
I got people on Twitter thanking me for being the voice of reason. I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for thanking me for being the voice of reason.
Now, Joe is definitely a loser.
No. We're going to get back to all the calls and all the people that want to weigh in on the exchange that occurred over the last 15 minutes or so on the station. We'll get to that. Let's also get to fantasy football as tonight, week 7 of the National Football League gets rolling with Thursday night football. And, of course, our guy talking fantasy football best in the business, from fanball.com, Mr. Paul Charchin. How are you, Paul?
I am good. Good to talk to you, Joe. John, good to see you again.
Paul, thanks for joining the show as always, man.
Yeah. Licking wounds or otherwise, I think this should not, we should never do any licking during this segment.
That's fair.
As a side note.
No lick rule. Okay.
Thank you.
Paul, let me ask you a question. I know you literally know everything about fantasy football, but you don't know the answer to the question I'm about to ask you. But I just want you to use your best intuition. Okay. From the WIP League, 12-member league, who do you think is in first place in fantasy football through 6 weeks in fantasy football here in WIP?
It's Joe.
It is.
It's Joe.
It is.
Yes.
It is, Paul.
Yes.
Right? How about that?
I love it.
You're the only person excited about
you
this,
like that?
Paul.
I love it. See, normally, first year in is like a losing year, and you just sort of, you know, you're figuring stuff out. But I would like to think that after us, you and I doing this for a couple of years now, it all started to sink in,
it's all
coming together.
And Paul, this is why I tell people, Paul Charchi and fanball.com.
Aw.
See what I'm saying?
That's fantastic.
All right, Paul, let's get to Thursday night football.
Yeah.
So tonight things get going. And what do you make of this game? What do we need to know about Thursday night football tonight?
Two incredibly bad run defenses. Get this. Denver has allowed back-to-back 200-yard rushing performances. Isaiah Crowell, Todd Gurley. This is a great opportunity for David Johnson. But, because it's never easy with David Johnson this year, know that he's missing both of his starting guards for this game. So it's not an automatic for David Johnson, but in a very lackluster year, it feels like a good opportunity for him. Flip it over to the other side, and the two-headed monster they've got, it's not a monster, the two-headed creature? Beast?
Yeah. Creature's
thing.
Good.
How about just running back by committee? Royce Freeman, Philip Lindsay. Yeah, we'll downgrade him to that. Philip Lindsay, quietly a super productive back, averaging almost 6 yards per carry. He gets a lot of receptions as well. Arizona comes into this game giving up 196 all-purpose yards to running backs on a per-game basis, worst in the NFL, almost 2 touchdowns per game to the position, worst in the NFL. So I love the running backs in this one. Lindsay and Royce Freeman are both in my top 12 this week.
Ooh, that's a pretty heavy dose there. And if you're playing tonight just for DFS purposes, I wonder, is Courtland Sutton worth trying out tonight? Because I've seen some good matchups for him.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you brought it up, because the other side of the field, we should warn people off of Demaryius Thomas, because he's going to get Patrick Peterson. Peterson has been awesome. To this point of the season in his coverage, he's given up 111 yards for the season and on passes in his coverage. Stephon Diggs came into last week's game against Patrick Peterson, one of the hottest receivers in the NFL, put up 35 yards. So I don't love Thomas in this one, and then you can play the other side of the field, and there's your Courtland Sutton right there. So I am with you on that play. I'd rather start Sutton than Demaryius Thomas.
All right, Paul, let's talk at this stage of the year. Obviously, some bye weeks start kicking in. Let's talk quarterbacks for a moment. If someone listening right now is without their prime quarterback, who's a next-level quarterback, maybe fringe guy you go try to get this week that you should insert?
Tampa Bay's secondary ranks dead last in passing yards allowed, dead last in passing touchdowns allowed, and every opposing quarterback has thrown for more than 334 yards against Tampa. At this point, Joe and John, I would start a warm sack of medical waste under center against Tampa Bay. Anybody can get it done here. Baker Mayfield is my favorite pickup and play guy for this week.
And how bad? Like, how much are we talking about here? Is this like a potential, his breakout for Baker Mayfield across the land here?
Yep, he's my number 11 quarterback this week, one spot under Tom Brady. That's how confident I am in Baker Mayfield. And as a side note, for anybody looking for tight end help, David Njoku is an awesome play. Tampa Bay's allowed at least 71 yards to an opposing tight end in every game this year. That is your breakout matchup right there, is Mayfield to Njoku against Tampa.
Well, sticking with tight ends, because I know there's a lot of Rob Gronkowski owners that are going like, all right, it's been five straight games without a touchdown with him. And you know the last time that's happened? Never. So is it time to sell? Is it time to hold? What are we doing with Rob?
We're buying Rob Gronkowski. There are some frustrated owners out there, and the end of the streak is coming this week. He gets to go up against Chicago this weekend. They've given up touchdowns to Will Disley, Ricky Seals-Jones, Cameron Brait, and Nick O'Leary at the tight end position. I like Rob Gronkowski's chances in this game.
I love that, too. A tight end three that snuck in there? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Excellent. And just overall now, I mean, there's what to you is the biggest play them all game this weekend? Do you have any on the docket?
Well, it's everybody. As with almost every week, John, Kansas City and whoever's playing against Kansas City, right? This is an incredibly bad defense, and Andy Dalton is set to be the next one to go into this first one to 50 wins with the Chiefs. Their secondary ranks dead last in attempts, completions, yards, and plays of 20 or more yards. That's the Kansas City secondary. We're talking about how bad Tampa was. Tampa's the worst. Kansas City's second worst in my mind. Andy Dalton sitting on potentially a very big game. Tyler Boyd, a fantastic breakout story in his third year, and he's actually on pace to outperform statistically A.J. Green this season.
Mm.
And Andy Dalton's never had two good receivers. First time ever. Dalton's way up as my number two quarterback, and Patrick Mahomes is my number one quarterback as they face each other this week.
Paul, any players to play this week? Maybe you wouldn't normally play, but a good matchup you haven't mentioned yet, and those that typically would play, but you'd say stay away from this week.
Kenyon Drake was the guy who was about to become the GOAT of that game, the overtime game when he fumbled on the goal line. And I think everybody is extremely worried about him. He's getting outperformed by Frank Gore. But what a great opportunity against Detroit, giving up 6 yards per carry. And they're also batting against receivers through the air, and Frank Gore doesn't catch any passes anymore. I think Kenyon Drake is a sneaky start here. And one other deep one, Jermaine Kearse from the Jets is the only healthy receiver they've got, and he goes into the slot, and the Vikings just lost their slot cornerback, Mike Hughes, to the year. He went on IR with an ACL. So I like Jermaine Kearse as a sneaky deep play as well. If there's somebody to show a little bit of caution on, and running back's always tricky, but Christian McCaffrey, his usage has dropped way off, and he's going up against your team.
Yep.
You know, this is always a brutal matchup, and even worse at home for the Eagles. So I've dropped Christian McCaffrey way down to running back number 14.
Wow. Paul, where are you at on Clement and Smallwood now?
Well, I should ask you, because, you know, last week you said, hey, Corey Clement, I prefer him. But let me ask you this. The usage, the snap count was 2-1 in favor of Smallwood.
Yeah.
So I've got him right now. I got Smallwood at 20. I got Clement at 28. Do you guys feel like that's fair, or do I have it backwards?
Well, I would just say this. As long as Doug Peterson has it backwards, you have it right. So
yeah.
When Doug Peterson gets it right, it's the only thing I can really hang my hat on that explains it is Corey Clement's injuries this year. He's been banged up.
Yeah.
If he gets through that, and they had said he was 100% entering last week, maybe that was just – you know, hyperbole, but
right.
When he's healthy, there's no question in any of our minds in Philadelphia. Literally, I will speak for others.
Yes.
There's not one person that thinks that that Corey Clement's not better than Smallwood.
Oh, yeah.
So it's as simple. It's as simple as that.
And I'm with you on that,
Paul. I'd actually say it's backwards for this weekend too. I would advise people to go with Corey over Smallwood. I know that Smallwood's had the touches and all that. When it comes down to the goal line, though. In red zone packages, I think it's Corey's ball, and he's going to be the touchdown steal. It's going to leave a Smallwood owner's very disappointed this weekend.
Yeah. Virtually every week, whoever the lead back is against Carolina gets paid fantasy style. Mm. It's just not clear who that lead back is in this particular week. I think I'm going to nudge Clement up, and I'm going to send Smallwood down a little bit because I think you're right, and I know instinctively that Clement's the better player.
All right, Paul, who wins, me or Seltzer, head to head this week?
I don't even know their teams, but I already know you're going to win.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
Seltzer was the
best team in the league up until. And by the way, Joe's not the leader. He's tied with like four other guys at 4-2. Let's calm down.
Tied for first.
With the most points.
Well, then that's the tiebreaker right there.
Paul, I'm going to beat Joe. Just get ready for it.
Fanball, Paul, what do you got going this week?
Two things. One, all of my player rankings and explanations available for free every week at fanball.com, so I can help you set your lineup there. But what I really want to mention is I've spent 10 months building this crazy auction game that's unlike anything else in the history of fantasy football in 5 minutes. It's the funnest 5 minutes in fantasy football. It's in 5 minutes you're going to auction through 36 players against five other people to build a roster of six players. It is fast, frantic, fun, unlike anything you've ever experienced in the history of fantasy football. It's the auctions at fanball.com.
Awesome, Paul. Fantastic. Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks, my friends.
Awesome.
Talk to you next week.
Right, there he is. Thanks, from Paul. Fanball.com, Mr. Paul Charchin.